Hi, this is me, Lindy Ann Hopley, with 3 minutes of fire. I want to tell you today, you are never too young. The other day, I was at a meeting and we were praying for the sick, and this pastor comes up and he's like, man, my back has been giving me issues. They've prayed for me again and again and again. But now he's all excited because the woman of God is here. And I thought, well, I will just surprise him and not pray for him. Because in Joel 2 verse 28, it says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Which flesh? All flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. So I thought, how far is this scripture willing to go? When the Lord says all flesh, what does that actually mean? Did you know that you can pray for the sick? That the Lord says that he's poured out his spirit on you? So I grabbed this little girl in the front. I said, how old are you? She said, ik vier tani. I'm 4 years old. I said, come here. So I had the pastor sit down in front of his whole congregation, kicked up his legs, and his legs were like a couple of centimeters longer than the other one, right? So he was definitely in a lot of pain with that back. And I said to the little girl, do you love Jesus? She said, ja, tani. Yes, auntie. And I had her put her hand on that pastor's leg, and I said, why don't you pray? I said, pray after me. Be healed in Jesus' name. So I said, wees genees in Jesus' name. And immediately, that pastor's leg shot right out in front of everyone. You should have seen the faces. I want to tell you now, if you're listening today, and you're a child, you're young, and people always tell you, you're too young. Hulle sê, kinders moet gesien word en nie gehoor word nie. I want to tell you, your voice is important. Jesus has a plan for you and he can use you. Maybe you're a parent of a child and you always thought, I'll tell them about Jesus one day when they grow up. I want to tell you, there's no junior Holy Spirit. He has said in the last days he will pour out his spirit on all flesh. Did you know that one of the first people that experienced the Holy Spirit was a baby in a womb? Yes, ma'am. You heard me. Even your baby in your womb, your unborn child, is alive and kicking and can be filled with the Holy Spirit. When it encounters Jesus, it encounters the King. So I want to pray right now for every young person that's listening to the sound of my voice. Firstly, I want to tell you, Jesus loves you. He's got an amazing plan for your life. And Father, I pray right now for the fire of the glory of the Lord to fall on our children, Lord, that you have a plan, you have a purpose. There's no junior Holy Spirit. So I pray, Father, that you will bless parents that are listening right now to be able to grow up their child and children in the way of the Lord, to know that, God, you are the God of the young and the old. I bless you with that in the name of Jesus. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's 3 Minutes of Fire with evangelist Lindy Ann Hopley. Lindy Ann, founder of Beautiful Witness Ministries, travels the world sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And signs, wonders, and miracles follow. If you would like to hear more, connect with her on social media or her website, beautifulwitness.com. Until next time, God bless.